In today's gospel, Christ teaches that he himself is the temple in which God dwells. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple in 3 days, and I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture in the word Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In the Holy Land, in the city of Jerusalem, there is a hotel that in the back of the hotel, kind of in the backyard, so to speak, has set up an interesting display for its guests. It's a scale model of the city of Jerusalem at the time of Jesus. It actually covers about an acre, every building drawn to scale. And it's kind of interesting to look at it, especially when you visited some of the sites as they now exist, to go and look at what they looked like, you know, back then. And of course, the central building in ancient Jerusalem, in the middle of the city, was the temple. We're told that the temple took 10 years to build with 10,000 workers working on it. It was a huge structure. To walk just around the perimeter of it was 2,500 feet, almost half a mile to walk around the building. And it was, of course, it was beautifully adorned with all kinds of paints and jewels and so forth. Today, as we know, nothing of that temple remains. All that actually remains is what's called the Wailing Wall. You see the Jewish people, many visitors there, praying at the Wailing Wall. That's not really a wall of the temple. It was an outer wall. But it was a magnificent structure. Interestingly, though, when King David first proposed the idea of building that temple, God was in opposition to the idea. God didn't want the temple built. Through the prophets, he rejects it. And the reason why he rejects it is that he was afraid that the people would begin to think that God was in the temple. They could go up to the temple, take care of their religious business, so to speak, then come out, live their daily lives, and, you know, God's in his temple and we're out here. Kind of leave God in the temple. But finally, when he allowed the temple to be built, he spoke again through the prophets these words, "I will dwell in my people. I will walk the corridors of their hearts. I will dwell within my people. I will walk the corridors of their hearts." Kind of a beautiful thought. God would be in his temple, yes. The Holy of Holies there, the Ark of the Covenant, all that would be there, and he would be present. But he also would be present in his people, walk the corridor of their hearts. They couldn't leave him up there. He would walk the corridors of their hearts. I think that's an important thought for us to keep close today as we celebrate a rather surprising feast. When you opened up your missalettes this morning and you saw the Feast of St. John Lateran, you probably wondered, what's this all about? St. John Lateran, as many of you know, is the cathedral of the city of Rome. It is, strictly speaking, the Pope's church. The Pope, before he's head of the universal church, is the Bishop of Rome. So that really is his church. In that sense, it becomes a mother church for all of us, mother church of Catholicism. Even though today St. Peter's Basilica outstrips it in, you know, in many ways, still from the point of view of its theological importance, that's the cathedral of the Bishop of Rome, the Pope's cathedral, the mother church of all of us, so to speak. Built in the year 324, first built in 324 AD. But when we think about what God's reservations were about the temple, we think about all the beautiful churches in the world, including our own St. Joseph the Worker Church here. It's important for us to remember something. A church building, whether it's St. John Lateran, St. Joseph the Worker Parish, or the ancient temple in Rome, a church building will be holy only if its people are holy. Now, in the ancient days of the church, when the church was now finally able to come out of the catacombs, start building its own churches, a building like this was never called a church. A building like this was called the house of the church. We are the church. The people are the church. In fact, that word in Latin, ecclesia, means those who have been called together, those who have been brought together by God, us. We are the church. This building is our spiritual home. But this building has meaning only because it houses us. We are the church. It's true, the Lord is present here in the Blessed Sacrament in a very special way, as he was in the temple in the Ark of the Covenant. But Blessed Sacrament would not be here if it were not here for us. You know, in the second reading today, St. Paul says to us, you are the temple of God. You are the temple of God. God dwells in you. He walks the corridors of your hearts, so to speak. Elsewhere, St. Paul says, you are living stones of the temple. You are living stones of the temple of God. That's who we're supposed to be. Living stones of God's temple, each of us. So when we think about that, we understand that this building or any church building is really as important as the people who gather here. If there were no longer any people gathering here at St. Joseph the Worker, this church would not have any meaning any longer, except maybe as a historical site. In those ancient churches of Rome, including St. John Lateran, they continue to be valuable historical properties, but more importantly, they're all parishes. People are there. The people gather there. God's living temple meets there. That's why those buildings and our own building are important. We are living stones. And we're holy. Trying to be holy as stones of the temple of God. Now, I was thinking as I was preparing for these few remarks this morning, that first reading today is a beautiful image. Now, the prophet sees water flowing from the temple. And where the water flows, there's life, fruit trees, medicine trees. From under the temple of God comes life, water bringing life. And when I was thinking about that image, on Monday morning, I was noticing out here the truck van from the Corpus Christi Food Pantry. Remember last week we had taken up Brown Bag Sunday. So there was that van stuffed with all the foods that you had made available. And I watched that van as it left the parking lot, drove out, drove down to Corpus Christi. And what popped into my mind was that image, life-giving water flowing from under the temple out into the world. Isn't that what was happening there? We, the living temple of God, we, the living stones, providing life out in the world. What a beautiful image that is, huh? That's what we're supposed to be, as a living temple. On Christmas time, you know, when the sanctuary is filled with all the gifts we give for people in need, same thing. Living, we become living water, water that brings life into the world for people. That's what we're supposed to be. And if we're not that, our buildings mean nothing. If we're not that, our buildings don't mean anything. When you leave here today and you go to your home and you bring there for the people you live with, your families, when you bring there love and support and compassion and mercy, you're living water for those people, living water flowing from the fact that you're a living stone of the temple. When you go to work and you help your coworkers in one way or another, maybe you just provide a shoulder for them to cry on someday. You're living stones, water flowing under from out of the temple to them. That's what we're supposed to be. It's who we are. On the other hand, when you leave here today and you go to your home, if in your home is bitterness, anger, lack of support, finger pointing all the time, is God walking the corridor of your hearts? Are you a living stone of the temple? So we see what we're supposed to be. And what we are, and what our buildings mean, our church buildings mean in view of who we are. Let me conclude with one final little image. You know, as I said, St. John Lateran was built in the year 324. And over the centuries, fire burned a couple of times, and there were wars, and parts of it were destroyed, and new additions were added, and so forth. But from the time it was first built, on one wall, there was a beautiful mosaic of the face of Christ. And during all of those changes and all of those other things that went on, that wall and that face of Christ remained, reminding the people of that parish, and it is a parish, that that's who they were supposed to be, the face of Christ to the world, living water flowing out from that parish, family, into the world. So may we be reminded of that today. We take joy in our beautiful church here. But remember, this church is really beautiful only because it has beautiful people within it. Living stones providing living water for the life of the world. May God bless you.